Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Nun Aleph, as we are in the fourth perek of Bamet Tomnim here in Masechah Shabbos, and we are on the last daf of Bamet Tomnim before we get to a whole new world, the world of Hotza'ah on the Amud Beis, Nun Aleph Amud Beis, which will be discussed for the next tens of dafim, the Malacha of Hotza'ah. But here on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara continues to discuss Hatmana. But the Gemara discusses that you're allowed to do Hatmana, insulation of something cold. So the Gemara says, yes, you can. Kiyad Yosef Rebbe Vama, Rebbe said, Asar Lahatman Asatzonin, Amar Lafan of Rebbe Shol Rebbe Yossi, Abahitah Lahatman Asatzonin, my father of Yossi, he was matir to insulate cold. Amar Kfahor Ezakin, Rebbe hears that, he said, okay, I guess that's the heter, I guess that's the psak. And he lowered himself and accepted the heter. And the Gemara says, wow, amazing anava that's shown by the rabbi. Skipping a couple of lines, Amar Rav Nachman Ladaru Avdei, Atmin Li Tzonin, Va'aisi Li Maya Da'achim Kfeil Arma. Rav Nachman says to his servant, Daru, go please insulate Tzonein for me and bring me water that was heated by a non-Jew. Shama Rabbi Ami v'ikpid, Rabbi Ami hears about it and is upset. So what was he upset about? Maybe both. Amar Rav Yosef, my time ikpid karavas ha'ovid, what's your problem? He went like his Rebbeim. Chada karava chada kishmuel. Right, Rav and like Shmuel. Why? Kishmuel de Amar Mutter Latman Asatzonein. So that's the context of the Gemara. You're allowed to insulate cold. Only Yisr Drabbanan is to insulate hot. Kirav de Amar Rav Yershmuel Bar Yisrach Amarav. Kol Shu Nechel Kamoshu Chai. Ein Bo Mishem Mishulin Achrim. And the other item that, get me a drink that a guy warmed up, because he holds there's no bishalakum by something that can be eaten raw. Only by something that needs the cooking. So what's the problem? He yelled like his rebbeim. So it's mutter to be matmin cold, and it's mutter to drink water that was heated by a non-Jew. There's no bishalakum by water. Answer: Hu savar adam chashav shiny. He, Rav Ami, must have felt that adam chashav, somebody of import, has to act differently, has to be more machmer than the average person. Adam Chashev Shaini. That's going to be today's topic. What exactly does that mean? What are the reasons? Where does this apply? And again, this will not be a thorough investigation of this topic. It comes up many places in Shas. We're just going to have, as the Minchas Chinuch says often, Mar Makom Anilo. I'm just giving some Mar Makomos. That's really today's shiur, just giving some Mar Makomos and some ideas, but really it will not be an exhaustive, none of these shiurim are exhaustive discussions, but really this is just be some ideas. First of all, it's just an unusual idea that in Adam Chashev is different. Usually we have the same halacha for all Jews. Moshe Rabbeinu has the same Torah as every other Jew, right? Other religions might believe that clergy have different halachos and different laws about what they're allowed to do. You know, clergy is not allowed to get married, and clergy... But we know the 613 mitzvahs were given to all Jews. And you want to say, fine, if there's a chashash isser, you might say bal nefesh yachmir. If you're not sure about something, you know, bal nefesh yachmir. But here, it's mutter. So, what, to be matmin sonein? It's cold. What's the problem? We're talking about nisa d'rabbanan. And also what a bishalakum. Something that could be eaten raw, like water, like any other item that the Gemara talks about in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Nechal Kmo Shu Chai, is mutter. Why is it mutter? There is an interesting machlokas we've shown him. Why it's mutter if it's Nechal Kmo Shu Chai? Machlokas Rashi and the Ran in Maseches Beitza. Rashi, in the beginning of the second parak of Beitza, Tez Zayin Amar Aleph says, why is there no Isser of Bishal Akum when it comes to something that could be eaten raw? You don't need the cooking. Says Rashi, Dekivan Shenechal Kmo Shu Chai, Eino Bishol, Deloa Hani Midi. It's not called Bishol. So that's not for sure Hilcha Shabbos. Hilcha Shabbos, you warm up, boil up water, you're for sure going to be Chayav Isidaraisa. But Rashi says for Bishol Akum, it's not really called Halachic Bishol because you didn't need the Bishol. That's Rashi. If you look at the Ran right there in the back of Masechas Beitza says, no, it is Bishol. Hilcha Shabbos. What, it's not Bishol just because you could have drunk it cold? Of course it's Bishol, says the Ran. No, the issue is that what's the svara for Bishol Akum? Kiruv Das. Right, if the guy cooks for me, he's going to invite me over. Well, I'm going to be thankful to him. We're going to have a relationship. If I could have drank the water cold, then it's not Kiruv Das. It doesn't bring me close to him. Says the Ran. This is Chesam Abayz in the Dafi Arif. Shava Bishem Bo Mishum Shuli Nachrim. Lav Mishum Dalal Avi Bishol. He knew Rashi. It's not because it's not Bishol. El Dahasa Mishum Ikruve Daitahu. V'kol Nechal V'chol Shenechal Gamoshu Chai. Ein Kiruv Adas Bebishulo. But, well, let's say for Erev Tafshilin. That's why this is there in the beginning of Second Berakah Beitza. It's Bishol. It could be called Bishol for Erev Tafshilin. And for Shabbos, it's just not called, it is called Bishol for Bishol Akko, but it's not Aser because there's no Kiruv Das. But either way, it's Mutter. Either way, it's mutter. So the question is, why is Adam Chashev shiny? Why would an Adam Chashev have to be machmir by the number of places in Shas where it says it? So here's one, Adam Chashev shiny. Where else does it say it? Here are the two places, by Hatmana of Sonein and by Bishol Akum of Davar Shenechal Kamoshu Huchai. If you look in Ksubis.pevav, helping relatives in court. Also, even if technically it's okay, it looks like something fishy a little bit, and you know, an Adam Chashev shouldn't do it. So what exactly is the Chash? So there are a number of suggestions in the Rishonim. If you look at Rashi right here, Rashi says here on our daf, Shabbos Nun Aleph, Adam Chashev Shaini, Shaharoe Oso Shehu Meiko Omeid Umeiko Yoser. Rav Schachter likes to quote this idea of Rashi, and that is, whatever the rabbi does, people look and think, okay, that's where the rabbi is, I could do a little bit less than that. Again, Shaharoa Oso Shumekel Omeid Umekel Yoser. That's him. He's a really frum Orthodox person. So I don't have to do that much. I'm going to do a little bit less. So an Adam Chashuv, explains Rashi, has to go a little bit above and beyond Lefnimishur Asadin, so everybody else goes the din. Because that's just how people act. That's just how people act. The Ritva here just adds one more line to Rashi, another limit. It's not everything. It's only something that smacks of something usser. Even if it's mutter, people might think it's usser. And if you do it, and people see you do it, then they'll come to do other isurim. Says the Ritva, Adam Chashev Shaini, Pirish, Yesh lo lahachmir, Lifnim Mishur Asadin, Bedavar Shenire Lebnei Adam, Sheyesh bo Isser. Kidei Shelo Yavo HaRoa LaHakol Yoser. So the Roa isn't Mekel Yoser. Even if it's mutter, but if it looks like an Isser, so the Roa doesn't be Mekel Yoser. Zeh Klal Gadol. And this is a Klal Gadol. A Klal Gadol. Wow, the Ritva doesn't say that always. So it's interesting. When do we say this? If something's mutter, let's say somebody's drinking milk. Somebody thinks, oh, wow. You know, people think, oh, some people say milk is a problem. What, everything in life? It has to be something, says the Ritva, that smacks a little bit of Dvar Usser. So a non-Jew made it. Other foods a non-Jew makes are Usser. So here too, maybe. So that's why it smacks it. There is Hatmana that's Usser. So that's why the Gemara applies it in these contexts. There was a fascinating Shuvah of Rav Moshe. I mentioned this in other contexts, but in the first volume of the Igros Moshe, Chelik Aleph Simin Sadivav, somebody wrote a letter to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe used to go in the car, it seems, to yeshiva after candlelighting time on Erev Shabbos. He used to drive within the 18 minutes. So it's mutter, right? Rav Moshe wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet, even if his wife was Mekabel Shabbos at home. But he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet. He's driving to yeshiva. It's fine. It's mutter. So somebody wrote him, you know, maybe it's not appropriate. B'dvar nisiya la'anashim b'kar, achar hadvakas aneiros l'beis ha-medrash, samach erech shnei minutin l'kol ha-yoser. 2 minutes after hadvakas aneiros. So you still have plenty of time before Shia. Em yesh ezach shash iser. Is there any shash iser to go in a car after candle lighting? So he says, so after Rav Moshe got this tshuva about somebody saying to him, oh, maybe it's not so appropriate. This is the godless of Rav Moshe. This is one of the most musar dika tshuvas in all of Igros Moshe. Nehenesi ma'od. I got so much hanah from getting your letter. That's somebody's makabel tochacha. Asher malas kvodo nizdares lakaye mitzvahs tochacha lefi daito v'teshuos chen chen lamalas kvodo. Thank you so much. The chas v'shalom li lahakpid bazeh. I'm not going to be makpid on chas v'shalom. He must have written in the letter. I hope Rav Moshe is not makpid. V'miritz Hashem b'lo neder lo isa od mishas halakas neiros bekar af she'ein bazeh shem etz iser af lo mishamar zayin. Says Rav Moshe, even though there's nothing wrong with it, and it's 100% mutter, and there's no marasayin, Rav Moshe goes through, there's only marasayin where something that has a chash of it looks like you're doing something wrong. Here it doesn't look like you're doing anything wrong. It's like driving on Tuesday. What's it between driving on Tuesday and driving 2 minutes after Halakas Neiros? Ki yada yididi, because you obviously know, says Rav Moshe, asher isra marasayin hu rak bedavar shenase zeh berov ha-pa'amim bo'ofan ha-aser, v'hu oseh zeh bo'ofan ha-mutter. Most people go into non-kosher restaurants to eat non-kosher, he walks in to use the bathroom, so then there's an issue of marasayin, because most of the time this act is aser. But aval lasos davar heter mefursam, b'shvil eza anashim sheyitu lachshov shu davar iser lo aseru. To do something mutter, because a few people think that it's usser, that's not a problem of marasayin. V'uvdazu sheyadua lakol, and everybody knows, the woman lights candles and then says to her 5-year-old, her 20-year-old, turn off the oven. Everybody knows that only the woman accepts Shabbos. He doesn't want to say, you made the mistake. There are some women that made the mistake. There's no Marisayan there. But says Rav Moshe, Mikol Makom, Kivan Shemayelus Kvoto Kosev, Sheiz Chatz Vashalom, Kilko Le'eza Noshim Vanoshim, Sheyadamu Sheiz B'zeh Zilzul Shabbos, but because you said it, you know what? Ereb Li Neder, Shalisa Od Bakar B'shaz Alakas Neiris. I accept not to do that. That's an unbelievable tshuva of Rav Moshe, the Anova, how he, and he's not a fake. Rav Moshe's not faking here, making the guy feel good. But that's the godless of Rav Moshe, but maybe it's related, he doesn't quote it. Maybe it's this Ritva. Even Rav Moshe knew that he made it, maybe it was an Adam Chashev in other people's eyes. He did not think of himself as an Adam Chashev, but maybe once he heard that, that's what he accepted. But either way, that's Rashi. Rashi says that people will be makel more, and therefore, you know, the rabbi can't do that. The Adam Chashev can't do that. And the Ritva expands on that. If you look in the Ritva in Moed Katan Daf Yud Aleph, the Ritva says something different. No, people are going to be mosi laz about the rabbis. Not that it's going to lead them to be makel. But if somebody's in a position of religious, modeling, so then they have that, it's a privilege, but it's also a responsibility. And they have to make sure that they take that seriously. That's what the Ritva writes in Moed Katan Yud Aleph. Adam Chashevu v'ika laz. There's laz, meaning it shouldn't be done, because people are going to start talking, it's like a Chil Hashem related. Finally, the fourth idea is just Rashi in Moed Katan. Rashi, where this comes up in Moed Katan, they are talking about Malacha, on Chol HaMoed, Rashi says, Yud Beis Mabez, Adam Chashev Shaini, Yesh lo lahachmir al atzmo yoser. He should be machmir on himself more. V'lo havi lo lemefak b'chumr sa demedusha. V'lo lemishte maya da'achim kveil anachri. Rashi doesn't seem to say it's connected to anybody else. It's he himself should be machmir yoser, meaning there are certain types of chumrs that might be appropriate for an Adam Chashev. Who is an Adam Chashev? That's a good question. We'll get to that B'Hashem soon. But there are certain behaviors. Right, we have to know what we're up to and what we're appropriate. I mentioned, I think, just a few days ago, the opposite case. Remember that our Chaim HaKadosh, based on the Gemara in Chulin, where my Ukva says, I'm like vinegar compared to my father, who's like wine. Well, like my father waits 24 hours, I only wait 6 hours. I only wait to the Achrita. And we said, from the Bali Musar, Mar Ukva wanted to eat the ice cream so badly, he couldn't wait the 24 hours, couldn't be like the wine, like his father. The answer is, he knew that wasn't appropriate for him, where he was. So that's a case where you shouldn't go above. You shouldn't go jump. But here, this is the opposite case, but the same message. This is the opposite, that if a person is hot, then he has to be matim. He has to take upon himself what is appropriate for him. Either way, that's part one about what's behind this isser. Interesting, in our Gemara, the Rif and the Rush and the Rambam do not quote this the halacha. I'm sorry, the Rif and the Rush do quote the halacha. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch do not. The Rif does quote this Adam Chashev on our Gemara. The Rambam does not, and the Shulchan Aruch leaves it out. The Bach wonders why that is. So if you look in the Shach in, not by either of these halachas, not in Hilchos Shabbos, and not in Hilchos Bishal Akum. No, it's our Shach in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Kuf Nun Beis, where there's an Adam Chashev halacha there too. Right, there's a many different areas of Adam Chashev. So there, the Shach says in Kuf Nun Beis Sif Beis, he says, V'harif ha-ramam hishmitu isser da Adam Chashev, in this context. Because of Abach, the Shvili, I feel Adam Chashev Shari. V'linira, to lo hutzer cholukosvo, says the Shach, in all these cases, the Rambam left it out because it's obvious. To milsa de pshitahi, to Adam Chashev, yarcha gatzmo mikol mai deyuchal. That's an unbelievable chiddush. The Rambam left out all of these ukimtas in the Gemara by Adam Chashev because it's obvious that an Adam Chashev has to act differently. That's very difficult. By nechal kamoshu chai, and that's his suggestion. Many others are arguing. You look in the Tosefa Shabbos, one of the more contemporary Achronim on Hilfa Shabbos. It's quoted often by the later Achronim, Tuf Vav Shin, Tosefa Shabbos on Hilcha Shabbos. So he quotes this Shach in Simen Reish Nun Dalid, right, in Hilcha Shabbos, and he quotes, he says, how could you say that? He says, quotes the, let's read it, V'arama Torish Mitha Dimzeh, V'lo Kosav V'dadam Chashav Sorach Lachmar Latzmo, V'kvar Tama Abach, V'ashach Kosav, T'lo Tzuchol L'Hazker Dimzeh, D'memeli Adinan, V'apri Chadash Docha Dvarav, because of the Chazina Dor of Nachman, Verb Yudin, Siahaki, Avi Uvda. What about an Argamara? Right, Rav Ami held Adam Chashev Shaini. The other Amaroim, Right? Obviously, it didn't hold that way. Rav Nachman said, give me a drink that a goy warmed up. So it's not so obvious to Rav Nachman. After Rabbi Ami Ikbar Alayu, Ain't Dvar Shalachan Malkam Shnayim, Vote to Maisarav. And then he has an unbelievable diak. Many of the other Gemaras say, Adam Chashav Shaini. Our Gemara here says, Hu Savar Adam Chashav Shaini. Suggests the Tosefah Shabbos. Maybe in the other context you could quote that. That's why it should be quoted La Halach in the Gemara. But here the Gemara says, Hu Savar. It's not the stomach of the Gemara. Rav Ami holds Adam Chashav Shaini, but it could be Rav Nachman and others held. You don't say that in this context. There it only says Adam Chashav. Mishum Debamet Tomnin in our Perek Amar Mishmeder Rav Nachman Tarti Mili Atvin Litzoni Vaisli Maya Vachulu Veikpid Rav Ami Ubemoid Katan Lo Kamar Mishmeder Rav Nachman Siela Joshas Amaya The Stama Dashas Sfirlei De Bevaran Hanechol and Chayin Shaper Roy Lahakmar Latzmo. The one that's quoted in Moid Katan, that's where it just says Adam Chashav. Fine, that's a chumer that makes sense. Avalatmanet Sonein Gam Adam Chashav in Sorok Lahakmar Latzmo. And that's why it says here that Hu Savar instead of just Adam Chashav. But then he quotes in general. The Shach is very difficult to say that it's a Dover Pashit. Ve'echu Milsa De Pshita Kiven Derav Nachman Rav Yehuda Nesielo Sfirlei Achi. And therefore, he does not think that it's obvious. He doesn't think that's a good pshat of why the Rambam left it out. But there are other pshatim. Maybe the Rav Ami himself was chozer bo when he heard the Rav Nachman was mekel. But again, that's in our context. In general, do we have the status bisman hazeh? Who is an adam chasha bisman hazeh? Do we have the status that somebody should have a higher standard than others? So if you look at the Taz says, at most we're going to say it is lechumra, not lekula. The Taz in Arachayim. Arachayim Simin Ayin Beis. Ayin Beis, let me find the Taz. Ayin Beis Aleph. Says the Taz. Says the Taz. Talking about the Kriyashma Gemaras from the third paragraph of Maseches Brachas. Right, it says there, Ein motzien es hamei samach l'kriyashma, shein shos lo tzio, l'kavar kodem shigiyaz man kriyashma. Don't go out to bury somebody if everybody's going to miss man kriyashma. V'mischil lo tzio, yed mafsikin v'dei likros. And if they started already, then fine, continue the alavaya. The Gemara then asks, the Taz quotes the Gemara, because the Gemara has a new kimta and a chilek that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote. The Gemara parachina v'ari afkua samach l'kriyashma, adam chashav shayni. Adam chashav shayni, that's quoted in the Gemara. The Yalkein Chilik Rambam made Adam Chashav LaAcher. The Rambam quotes this Chilik. So what about the Shulchan Aruch? Says the Taz Ukebes Yosef Taimo Efshar Delo Shchichi Bizmanenu Adam Chashav Kazeh Sheyehe Roy Levadel Kriyashma Bishvilo. I'm sorry. First he quotes that from the Beis Yosef. Maybe Bizman Azeh. You know we don't have that status. Va'ani Omer says the Taz. Afilu dera klabazeh to kol mashem atzinu gemar lachali ben adam chashav lahachmir leinin sheish chumra b'adam chashav vada kol adam yas atzmo chashav lahachmir. You want to take upon yourself an adam chashav a chumra, the chumra fine. But here it's a kula. Here it's a kula that we would allow ourselves to take somebody out and miss kriyashma. So that says the Taz. That's why it's not quoted here. Avol machashivas gorim hakula tia mashatia ein bedaroseinu shu chashav kedei lohakel dugma ladavor. And he quotes another example. He says shlo chilku benadam chashav bedaroseinu. Our generation does not have it for sure. Does not have it lakula. Maybe the chomer we would have it, but not lakula. Are there any limits? So again, it comes up. One would have to do a search of all of the cases in Shas where it comes up. It comes up here again by two cases, by hatmana of something that's cold and drinking bishal akka by something that could be eaten raw. The Tashbates. Tashbates, one of the late Rishonim, Talmud of the Ran. Tashbates writes in a tshuva, Simin Peites, Shebekol Elu, maybe Dafka Bishal Akum. Maybe that's where we say Adam Chashav Shaini. Remember, the Tosefah Shabbos was Mechalik by the Hatmana of Cold. That we don't have to hold up. But maybe by the Bishal Akum, yes. Shebekol Elu Advarim Shel Goyim Kedei Lehisrachek Mima'aseyem Mechukoseyem Roy L'chol Adam Chashuv L'kadesh Atzmo B'mutr Lo V'kol Shekein Shebedvarim She'inin Acham Elam Mishum Tainug V'yokel Acherim V'yachmir L'atzmo. Maybe in the world of Akum Halachas, by the items that the Chazal said to keep us separate, maybe there an Adam Chashuv should be act a little differently, but it's not a general rule. Again, this whole sugya is a little tricky, because one of the first lumdashirim that we had back in Maseches Brachos was all about Yuhara. So Yuhara and Adam Chashav are kind of the opposite. They're going in the opposite directions. Yuhara says, don't bring attention to yourself. Don't make yourself different. And Adam Chashav is saying he should be mekabel himself something different. Why? Because people see you and they're going to judge and do something just under you. Then that would see that he has to do a little bit above. So it's a delicate balance. We spoke then about the Yora and Gaiva, but again, it's a delicate balance between these cases. There's a totally other type of Adam Chashav, which we're not getting into now, that's not based on the person, but based on situations. And that sometimes is L'chula and L'chumra. If you look in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, in the first volume, way back, right, he's mechalik between Adam Chashav cases that we have been talking about, and then there are other types of Adam Chashav cases of L'chumra or L'chula. The Gemara says in Shabbos, near Hanukkah, if there's a torch in the room, then you don't need to put a shamash, because you're just going to use the torch. But the Gemara says, an Adam Chashav, who doesn't use torches, he has to put a shamash. So there are situational things where an Adam Chashav just acts differently, and therefore, there would be different halachas. But that's a different category, different type of halacha of Adam Chashav. But either way, you can look at all the examples given there in the first volume of the Encyclopedia Talmudis. Okay, we will stop here.